Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. We are here with Gershon Siegel to speak about a fundraising event this Saturday in El Dorado called Fustercluck 2. This is something you do not want to mispronounce on air. Gershon, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
So glad to be here, Zelly. Thank you for having me.
Well, can you tell us, first of all, this is a fundraiser for the legal defense of the El Dorado Nine. I think many, many people have heard about the chicken controversy in El Dorado. But for those who may not be aware by now, can you tell us a little bit about what happened in El Dorado and who the El Dorado Nine are?
Yes, happy to. Well, for the last almost 40 years or so, the history of El Dorado, people have kept... Some people have kept chickens in their backyards. This is, after all, an old overgrazed cattle ranch that was turned into a subdivision, and it's northern New Mexico, and that's the tradition here. We have a covenant that says no animals, birds or poultry, shall be kept on any lot except for recognized household pets that can be used for the pleasure and use there on the lot by the homeowners, but not for any commercial purposes. Over the years, a few people have said, well, look, it says no birds or poultry shall be kept on any lot. Well, those words are in there, but they refuse to look at the whole, or some of these people refuse to look at the whole covenant. And because of that, because some people can't read a whole sentence, over the years, some people said, well, maybe you should get a variance or something. So a few people have gotten variances, but for the most part, we've had our chickens, we've had our fresh eggs, it hasn't been a problem. And until a couple of years ago, we had a retired lawyer come into town, into El Dorado, and then he said, he threatened to sue the board if they didn't get rid of the chickens. The board looked at the idea of facing this retired attorney, and they said, well, maybe it'll just be cheaper if we go after the chicken owners rather than having to face the attorney. So that's what their decision was. They decided they were going to get rid of the chickens, and they took us to court. They named nine people to sue, and so the nine of us created an organization. We call ourselves Henceforth, and you can go to our website, henceforth.org. Our motto is, we won't chicken out. And we have countersued the board, and that's where it stands now. We did, last April, we had our first Fustercluck, and it was a fundraiser for our legal defense. It was very successful, and we're still in the midst of this litigation, and we are having Fustercluck 2 on Saturday, a second benefit for our legal defense. And we have Joe West and the Santa Fe Review. We've got the Neil Young cover band, Drastic Andrew and the Cinnamon Girls. We've got Alan Huttner of Transition Radio as our special guest host. The doors open at 6 p.m. at the Performance Space in La Tienda at El Dorado. There'll be music, dance, food, libations, prizes. We're asking for a $20 suggested donation to get a raffle ticket, but no one will be turned away. If you don't have the $20, come on in anyway. It's going to be one heck of a party. Last April was the biggest party that El Dorado has ever seen, and this looks like it's going to be even bigger.
And will there be chicken costumes?
Well, we will have, there may be an appearance backed by popular demand of the Chickendales. We're hoping to have some of the Chickendales. They were very popular last time. So you know, those guys with the bear chests and the bow ties and the tight jeans. But they probably will have chicken heads on them. Yes.
Now, I mean, it is very fun to talk about the party, obviously, but it's also a pretty serious issue. I mean, I know a number of people who deal with homeowners associations, as do I, and much of that interaction is not very pleasant. But if they have this in your ordinances that you will not have fowl, you are saying that you're just not supposed to have a large production. Is that it, that there is something in the law, or is it just that people were just doing it and assumed that there would not be a problem? Because whether it's chickens or some other kind of, you know, building or having a dog or two dogs when you're only supposed to have one, what can people do here?
Well, we have our covenants actually are very clear. It says recognize household pets, but not for any commercial use. For the pleasure and use of the household, they're on the property. It doesn't say they're in the property. It's rather curious that it would say the pleasure and use. So chickens, we feel, are can certainly be pets. It's a dual-use animal. They can be pets, and you can eat their eggs. What the covenant, we have a very specific covenant. It's called a nuisance covenant. You can't have anything on your property that's going to be a nuisance, either the sight, the smell, or the sound, to your neighbors. And if you do, for 40 years we've worked it out. If you're a nuisance to your neighbor, the neighbor comes over and says, hey, you know what? I got a problem with your barking dogs or your elephant or giraffe or whatever it is. What are you going to do about it? If they don't work it out, then you go to your housing association. That's the job of the housing association to work out what can't be worked out between the neighbors. Unfortunately, we got this, I don't know what it is, but some people think that chickens, it's a gateway animal. Okay, you get a chicken, and pretty soon then you've got buffalo, and you've got cows, and you've got pigs, and you've got farms. Nobody's asking for farms. Nobody's even asking for roosters. We have it's a reasonable number. Nobody has a commercial operation out here. People just want to have a few chickens and a few fresh eggs in the morning, and that's all we're asking for, and that's the way it's been for 40 years, and suddenly now we're having to deal with this silly thing. People are having bombs dropped on them, and this is the kind of stuff that we're being occupied with, is having to raise tens of thousands of dollars to fight this. It's the most absurd thing, and El Dorado is a laughingstock of Santa Fe, and rightly so.
Now, homeowners associations are also meant to kind of maintain the property value there, and you were telling me something yesterday that it's actually doing the opposite.
Well, yes. I have many stories now of people who've liked the looks of El Dorado. They've come out here, they've looked at houses, they wanted to buy, but then they found out that there's this controversy going on that some people think that you can't have chickens. Some people really want to have chickens. If you Google pet chickens, and you will see 2 million websites. It's a phenomenon. It used to be a patriotic duty during the war to have chickens. So now the people are saying, I don't want to be in El Dorado because of how uptight it is. It's become the white man's reservation, and ironically, some people are pursuing this because to preserve their property values, and it's had the opposite effect.
Now, I think we need to talk about a much larger issue, because a lot of people in Santa Fe, I mean, we are trying to become more sustainable generally in our ways of living, in our ways of building, in our ways of kind of being in the world. And there have been a few things. This in Santa Fe, I know in New York, people were trying to have front yard gardens growing vegetables, and there were complaints about that. So what can people do who are really saying, wait a minute, we are trying to kind of raise our own food and to become more sustainably oriented, and all of these strange little laws go completely against that?
Well, I think it was an attempt to get away from the the depression mentality. I think a lot of the old-timers out here who may have been raised by parents who went through the Depression, they thought they had made it. And here we are facing another downturn in the economy. It may be very clear to people, or some people, it's dawning on them, you know what? We need to be raising food ourselves and not depending on this very attenuated situation we've got ourselves in, where we have to go to a store and buy something wrapped in plastic. There's something to be said for being able to, you know, make a salad out of your own garden, get your eggs out from your chickens. It may be more than just a fad. Pretty soon there may be a situation where people are forced to be able to grow food, produce food on their own property. I know that's very scary to a lot of people who think that those times are over, but we may be facing some very dire moments here. We could be finding ourselves in what is called a very long emergency. And so it may not be just an aberration to be able to raise food, or just something fun to do. It may be something very necessary to do.
And just a side question here. I had heard that chickens, if you get organic eggs, you get your own chickens, that there's somewhat less cholesterol in the eggs. Again, a total side note, but...
I wouldn't know that, and I'm a big believer in cholesterol. As a matter of fact, my doctor has me on a high-fat diet. Of course, a lot of people want to know the name of my doctor.
Right. A high-fat, I think everybody would love to do that. Well, let's take a little bit more about what other people can do living sustainably and having chickens. Are there any other issues there in terms of gardens, or really is it just the chickens, and are they dirty? What was the Homeowners Association saying? What are they afraid of in terms of having it? Because, again, I don't think El Dorado is the only neighborhood.
Well, no, it's not the only neighborhood, but the irony is that the lots out here are a minimum 1.3 acres, so, and some of them are almost 4 acres. And named in our pet covenant, or named in the covenants as pets, specifically are dogs and horses. This was originally marketed as a horse properties out here. If you have at least 3 acres, you can have two horses on your property. Now, here's something that's funny. One of the El Dorado Nine, one of the families being sued, has a horse property. The old corrals from the people that had kept horses on that property can still be seen. They have a half a dozen chickens, and they're being sued for those half dozen chickens, when in fact they could have horses if they wanted to. Sustainability is, you know, it's something, it's become a very fad, faddish kind of thing, but the truth is we are looking at a time when our resources are dwindling. Gas is no longer cheap. Energy is no longer cheap. People are looking to other alternatives: solar power, wind power. And El Dorado is still stuck in this idea that we have gone past this idea that we have to be sustainable. They want to think that we are the little subdivision with the picket fences and the lawns. People come here from other places and try to plant lawns. I see them out there with their big lawn mowers cutting the weeds down, and I'm wondering what are they thinking? This is not back east. This is the high desert, and people have to start thinking much more sustainably. People should be collecting water. There actually are covenants against raised beds in El Dorado. If you can raise garden beds. So this subdivision was not, they didn't look to see this as a place of sustainability, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of dwindling resources here, who is paying for this? Are there home association dues that are being used against you?
That's correct. And every year we pay dues to the Homeowners Association to maintain some of our amenities out here, which are great. We have El Dorado. If you look at El Dorado, it's probably the best deal going in real estate. It's like a country club out here, you know, and people have fallen into the illusion that that's what it is. It's not really a country club, but it looks like a country club. We have tennis courts. We have hike and bike trails. We have a swimming pool. It's quite nice out here, and those dues go to maintain those amenities. They also go to pay for an attorney that we keep on retention, who advised the board that chickens cannot be pets. And the basis of the suit is, can a chicken be a pet or not? We maintain that a chicken can be a pet, and who's to say? Is the housing association supposed to be able to tell us what can or cannot be a pet? I don't think so. I think we still live in a free country, and I can make my own decision if I want to have an iguana or a boa constrictor or a chicken. That's my choice, as long as I'm not bothering my neighbor.
Well, if people want to find out more about this or support the El Dorado Nine, the fundraiser is this Saturday, September 21st, at the Performance Space at La Tienda in El Dorado. And it begins, what time do you say, at 6 p.m.?
Doors are open at 6, and we will be having Jurassic Andrew and the Cinnamon Girls, who are the premier Neil Young cover band. They'll be on about 6:15. Then about 7, we'll be having our first raffle drawing. Then Joe West and the Santa Fe Review will be coming around about 7:15, and we'll then another raffle drawing. And then, oh, we got Kurt Kadish back, who's a longtime musician from Santa Fe. He's been gone for 25 years. He came back, and he wrote a special chicken song just for this event.
Had I known, I would have him on air here. My God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe you can get him. Then we've got Joe West coming back, and then there'll be a final drawing. And I'm telling you, this is going to be the best party El Dorado has ever seen, I promise.
Gershon Siegel, thank you so much for being with us today. And when we come back, I will be speaking with Pat Davis, the director of the nonprofit advocacy group Progressive New Mexico, about a very restrictive abortion bill that will be posed to voters come November in Albuquerque. Thank you so much.